For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Terry Manning came to Memphis as a teenager in the 1960s. One day he caught a bus to the Stax record studio and talked his way into a job that launched a career in the music business as an engineer, producer, and musician. He also took a lot of photos along the way. You can see some of them now at the Stax Museum. Terry Manning is back in town for a while. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, Christopher, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by talking about some of your photos. Did you pick up a camera because you were around so many famous people?
Back in the, I hate to say it, but in the 60s and onward, here in Memphis, doing music, there was also a group of us who were photographers. Prime amongst them was William Eggleston, Bill Eggleston, known locally and internationally as one of the greats of all time in photography. But lots of other people, John Fry, who was at Arden Studios, Chris Bell, who was in Big Star, Sid Selvage, who was well known locally in music and the arts. I worked a little bit for a newspaper out of England called the New Musical Express as a photojournalist. They would give me assignments, like if a British artist came to Memphis, such as Dusty Springfield.
Right. And one of your pictures is of Dusty Springfield. Sitting at a mixing board. And, you know, that made me think about the similarity between producing music and taking photographs. They're both acts of recording something. I wonder if there's a relationship there for you.
To me, I think there is because I do both and because I knew lots of other people at that time that I just mentioned who did both. But yeah, I think there must be. Maybe it's a mental level you get to, an awareness of sight and sound that you sort of want to pick up on what's around you and capture it or enhance it. Or there seems to me to be a connection of getting out of yourself. For instance, on photographs, I find this in a lot of Eggleston's, and I've tried to do it to what degree I can, to see something that other people pass every day, but somebody walks and stops and, oh, there's an interesting thing here, and you stop. You forget the world around you, you focus in on this, and you capture it. And then later, you show it to other people, and it translates. And in music, it's the same thing. Hmm. In music, is a motion inside of an artist or a songwriter or a singer. It's something, as John Lee Hooker said, it's in them, and it's got to come out.
And as a musician, you've probably had that same feeling. You know, your first album on Stax, Home Sweet Home, you do this very raw cover of the Beatles' Savoy Truffle.
Cream tangerine and more.
Well, it wasn't the way I really sing, because I was putting on a deep, gruff voice, sort of a fake Alex Chilton deep voice, and then I was doing a fake Elvis voice and just kind of faking, you know, voices. But musically, I'm surprised that it does have some musicality to it, but it's just it. And people seem to like it. It's become an underground classic over the years, and sells been re-released several times. And yeah, it's funny to me. I still laugh, but I also I'm not ashamed of it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. So.
Terry Manning, you now live in the Bahamas and you run your own recording studio. You also have a new album out called Planets. I wonder if it was inspired by the Gustav Holst composition, The Planets.
I called it Planets, not The Planets. See how different it is? And there have been new planets discovered, and I was trying to do a different interpretation of the solar system. And I was visualizing each planet, and for instance, Mercury, the song is faster and funkier, sort of, you know. And as you get to the outer planets, they're slower and more grandiose or massive, I guess, in a way. Venus, the second song in the album, seems to be quite liked. It's sort of jazz, it's sort of new age, it's a little classical, it has a little Memphis edge, and everyone who hears it has no clue of how to classify it.
Well, Terry Manning, you are just as hard to classify, engineer, musician, photographer, and for anyone who wants to learn about his other talents, he'll be all over town this week. Saturday night at the Stax Museum, he'll have a listening party for his new album, again at Stax on Tuesday for a discussion, and on Thursday he'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe. We've got his schedule on WKNOFM.org. I'm Christopher Blank. Here's another track from Terry Manning's new album, Planets. ¶¶